KMFM, it's Friday. I've promised you all week this guy would be in the studio with us, and he is here now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ollie Murs.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can I just say, of course, fan reaction has been like, when's Ollie coming in? It's like, Ollie's coming in Friday. There's tweets, there's Facebooks and stuff like that. Can I just say, for everyone, all Ollie fans that are listening at the moment, they might be maybe a little bit disappointed, because as you sit opposite me in the studio this morning, Ollie, you're fully clothed.
I'm fully clothed. But we're outdoors in a shed somewhere in Kent.
Recently, you've been taking your clothes off. That's got great reaction from your female fans.
And the gay ones. The Attitude magazine. Yeah, it was a very fun experience. I honestly, this is the truth. I really didn't want to do it. I really didn't like it. I don't like getting my body out. I know it sounds ridiculous because I've done a few topless things before. A lot of them just off the cuff. And this one was obviously, you know, Attitude really wanted to do it. And my team were like, you should do it. It'd be great. So... yeah,
I don't want to spoil it too much, but you're doing something special for Christmas.
It's going to be doing something for KMFM. I can't tell you anyone. Tell you, well, we know, but yeah, we can't tell the people listening yet what I'm doing for it. But it'll be great fun.
Is there anywhere you can go at the moment where you're not recognised, or do you have an Ollie disguise that works?
Well, funny, it was years ago when I first came off X Factor. I was always the guy with a hat. So if I was wearing a hat, I'd get noticed. And when I didn't have the hat, no one cared. But then I decided to stop wearing a hat because I just couldn't be asked to keep wearing a hat all the time. So then it's my job, isn't it? You know, I kind of, when you do this job, you become famous and people see you on the street and say hello. And I'm always very respectful, always have a laugh with everyone and have a giggle. And yeah, it's fine.
Got to talk about your performance weekend just gone, Sunday night on the X Factor.
Oh,
that was amazing,
you.
Was it? You just kind of, there was dancing, there were girls, there was utterly cheekiness that we love.
I just wanted to have some fun with it, you know. I wanted to show people that I'm a bit of a showman and a performer, but also wanted to just show people that I really enjoy my job and I have fun doing it. And we had a right laugh. It was great. It was my favourite performance I've ever done, yeah.
Oh, really? It reminded me of, was it two summers ago now, when you were warming up for Robbie at Wembley Stadium?
Yeah.
I came to see that.
Oh, right,
that was incredible. That was kind of like, it's actually two concerts. It's not Ollie then Robbie. It's Ollie's concert.
That's nice.
And then
you.
It's Robbie's.
No, well, it was just a really great gig. I didn't look at it like that. I mean, I was always the support actor, Robin. Just getting these crowd entertained and warmed up for him when he came out. And hopefully I did a good job. Even on the street, people can't be saying that they came to these different shows and really enjoyed it. So I really hope they come to my tour. I'm on tour next year, so I'm hoping they come to one of my shows. That'd be great.
In May, Sunday 3rd, Monday 4th, Tuesday 5th, and tickets, it says in front of me, go on sale 9 a.m, Friday 21st of November, which is today.
Yes, today. O2, going to be amazing. Looking forward to getting back on the road again. I'm excited to see how they sell and if people still want to come and see me on the tour.
Of course
and,
they are.
But no, I'm just really excited to be back. It's all sort of fresh and new for me again. I've been away that long. I've only been away about 8 months, but it does feel like an eternity sometimes. So it's just nice to be back on the bandwagon again and be back working and hopefully people still like me. So
the album is out this coming Monday.
Yeah.
So is it all been about the album? Because you've been in Australia, America.
Yeah, it's all about the album now and the single obviously wrapped up. I'm so happy with it and how it's done and loving the reaction again on that. And just now it's all about the album. Push the album when it comes out on Monday. So
go buy the album.
Cheers.
The first single, how does that ingredient come about from kind of paper to song where you just go, actually, this is going to be a hit?
You know what? You can write 100 songs and just one of them will be the hit. It just happens. Wrapped Up just had all the ingredients for me that was feel good, happy. It made people smile. And when you stick it on, people just want to have a good time.
Yeah.
So the reaction I've got from my fans so far has been amazing. So thank you.
I want to play Wrapped Up in a second, but I have to ask you about Band Aid 30.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Did you get the call?
Yeah, I got a call from Bob. So Bob, just asking if I'd like to do it. And I was like, yeah.
Is it quite daunting? Do you kind of stand there going, that's Bono?
Yeah, I did, because he kept doing the new line. So tonight we're reaching out and touching you. I was like, I really want that line. Honestly, you know, I kind of went in there with just this, you know, I'm going to hold my own here with the guys, you know. I'm a good singer, you know, so I'm obviously not in the A-class league of some of the singers in there, but, you know, I really wanted to show people what I've all got. I think I impressed a lot of people in there, you know. I went in there and did it very quickly, went in there and had some fun and really enjoyed it. Just to be in the video and to be a part of Band Aid is amazing. So it's something that I can tell my grandkids for sure when I get older and have kids, you know, if I do have kids, you know, they can And one day my dad did the Christmas single Band-Aid, so...
Absolutely. Yeah. Ollie, thank you for coming in to hang out
pleasure.
With us. Got to play Wrapped Up. I don't think it's too early to say Happy Christmas. We can say Happy Christmas.
We can say it. Of course we can. Happy Christmas. Have a good one.
And I'll let you introduce Wrapped Up.
Yes, this is KMFM. It's Ollie Mers here. And this is my brand new single, Wrapped Up, featuring Travie McCoy.